亲爱的朋友您好，我是 Linda， 在南京向您问好，欢迎您收听为你读英语美文。在今天的节目中，我会用中英双语为大家朗读 Don Harold 一首唯美的诗歌。我会采更多的雏菊， I'd pick more daisies。 Don Harold 是一个拥有模范人生的美国作家、漫画家。他的一生和我们大多数人一样，忙碌着工作、结婚、生子，和妻子平平稳稳地相伴一生。正因为稳妥的人生少了诸多的精彩，他在87岁高龄、生命终结前写下这首诗，内容质朴易懂，但句句道出了他这一生心中的遗憾。当我们遇到人生困境的时候，我们也会经常苦恼于该如何做取舍，怎么样才能做出智慧的决定。有时候我们活得小心翼翼，不够潇洒，但究竟什么才是最好的选择？真心希望我们不用等到人生尽头才知道答案。希望大家听完这首诗之后，可以思考这样一个问题：如果人生再来一次，你会做出怎样的选择？If I had my life to live over, I'd try and make more mistakes next time. I'd relax. I'd limber up. I'd be sillier than I have been this trip. I know of very few things I'd take seriously. I'd be crazier. I'd be less hygienic. I'd take more chances.I'll take more trips. I'll climb more mountains, swim more rivers, and watch more sunsets. I'll eat more ice cream and less beans. I'll have more actual troubles and fewer imaginary ones. You see, I'm one of those people who live sanely and sensibly, hour after hour.Day after day. Oh, I have had my moments, and if I had to do it over again, I'd have more of them. In fact, I'd try to have nothing else, just moments, one after another, instead of living so many years ahead each day.I have been one of those people who never go anywhere without a thermometer, a hot water bottle, a raincoat, and a parachute. If I had to do it over again, I'd go places and do things and travel lighter than I have. If I had my life to live over,I'll start barefooted earlier in the spring and stay that way later in the fall. I'll play hooky more. I wouldn't make such good grades except by accident. I'll ride on more merry-go-rounds. I'd pick more daisies.如果我能够从头活过，我会试着犯更多的错，我会放松一点儿，我会灵活一点儿，我会比这一趟过得傻。很少有什么事 能让我当真。我会疯狂一点，我会少讲究些卫生，我会冒更多的险，我会更经常的旅行，我会爬更多的山，游更多的河，看更多的日落。我会多吃冰激凌，少吃豆子，我会惹更多的麻烦，可是不在想象中担忧。你看，我小心翼翼的，稳健的，理智的活着，一个又一个小时，一天又一天。哦，我有过难忘的时刻，如果我能够重来一次，我会要更多这样的时刻。事实上，我不需要别的什么，仅仅是时刻，一个接着一个，而不是每天都操心着往后的漫长日子。我曾经不论到哪里去，都不忘记带上温度计、热水壶、雨衣和降落伞。如果我能够重来一次，我会到处走走，什么都试试，并且轻装上阵。如果我能够从头活过，我会延长打赤脚的时光，从尽早的春天到尽晚的秋天。我会更经常的逃学，我不会考那么高的分数，除非是一不小心。我会多骑些旋转木马，我会采更多的雏菊。今天的美文分享就到这儿了。如果人生再来一次，多么美好的期许和愿望。或许正因为人生没有如果，如果才会如此动人吧。节目的最后，希望您所做的每一个决定，能让若干年后的你我既感到骄傲，又感到自豪。好的，朋友们，这期的节目到这儿就结束了，希望对您有所帮助和启迪。我们下期再会，拜拜。